like we have no public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, November 28, 2022, 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, rezoning requests.
I'd like to welcome everyone to the November 28th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case of Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for the cases as Exhibit C. Staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. First case is order number 1128-2022-01, which is William Wilson's rezone. On November 14th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, number 08-5.0-16-000-000-025.005, located off Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned R2, one and two family residential district. The rezoning request is for O, office district. So turn our attention to the screen. Of course, on the left-hand side is Highway 65, and here's Bee Creek. It's this parcel highlighted. Here's our zoning layer. The light green is O. Of course, the yellow is R2. The light yellow is R1. Dark green is C2. There's a proposed layout of the office warehouse plan, and just some photos of the site. And I believe the representative's here to dive into it further.
Good morning. I'm Carl Finkenbinder on behalf of the applicant, Bill Wilson. And to kind of remind the commission what happened, so we also previously rezoned a parcel just to the on the southeast corner there that adjoins it. And what occurred is this was originally one tract, and a mistake was made when Bill Wilson sold a portion of the tract to the water district, number three, and when we took that parcel through zoning originally, when we first made the application, we didn't realize at the time that the mistake was made and it had been accidentally deeded. And so at that time, we decided to go ahead and push the tract to the southeast through and then just come back when we got the deed fixed and when the water district deeded it back to Bill Wilson. And so that's why we're here back again. Otherwise, it would all have been part of one process. So that's to remind the commission of why we're here again on a similar issue. You saw the site plan. The means of access will be on the north side of that southeast track. There's a road, an existing road. Legally described as an existing road. You probably saw some tire tracks across some grass is what it is right now. It comes across a driveway partially. Mr. Burkholder to the north uses that roadway right there as part of his driveway. And we did some research and we looked back What it was is when this acreage was subdivided, there was an existing road on our tract of land that ran on that northern side of the tract there. And then when it got when Mr. Burkholder's land and the adjacent property got subdivided, the meets and bounds, and I think you've got those in your packet. If you don't, I can hand it to you. I've got two deeds that demonstrate that we did some research. There is no recorded actual easement there, and the roadway description was described by subdividing those out, which I think I've given to you. If not, I can hand them to you. So that's really it. We think that it's, as you saw from the overlay, zoning overlay, it's consistent with the uses around it. A vast majority of the land around it is also zoned office. We don't think it will change the impact of any of the traffic or anything around that. If anything, it would reduce it, we think. R2, it's currently zoned R2, so its use could potentially be more impactful under its current zoning uses than if we change it to O2. So that's really it. I'm not sure. Do you all have the deeds that I was referencing? I can hand those to you.
I think we have.
Mr. Sterrett said, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved it, I think, unanimous vote. That's all I've got, unless you all have questions.
I don't.
It's going to remind me, was this originally office and
yes.
then we changed to R2
Correct.
At their request? And then
it's originally
this is part of that other,
yeah.
even at that same time.
Yep. Yeah, and to kind of go through the history, it was originally office, then it went R2, and then as part of our process, we had... I believe it was Scott, remind me that we wanted it as not office, but it was C2.
Correct.
We came through wanting it C2. That was not approved, and so we did get office approved on that southern portion. That was the history, if I recall.
And what I remember is you were going to access that through church.
Yeah, there were, yes, that is correct.
It was said the other was too busy.
Well, I had told you all that we were potentially looking at Church Road as a potential access. The reason why we can't do it is the transition from Church Road going on in the parcel. If you've been out there, it's a significant grade. It would be pretty difficult to make that transition. And if you saw the layout, we can't fit our current layout with making access off of Church Road, if that makes sense.
I think when a road bridge supervisor went out, they saw that it needed to come off of Church Road. And
we're currently in the process of talking to Devin. I think Steve is going to meet with Devin. I don't know that that meeting's occurred yet. I know that they had tried several times to meet with him.
Yes.
Yeah. So he can tell you the truth that we're trying to meet with him. That meeting was postponed, so
yeah.
He may have some comments.
Yeah, I think we've tried to meet several times. It just hasn't worked with you.
But regardless of access, I think the zoning itself, I think we can move forward with the zoning itself and address access with Devin when he has time. So
when you have time, right?
Sure,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're coming off of Bee Creek.
Period. Yes, ma'am.
By us changing the zoning, that really doesn't have anything to do with the approval or disapproval of you using the access off of that road.
Not under my understanding, no. I mean, we'll have to obviously access the parcel, and we'll have to work out access with...
The concern that I think Road and Bridge is bringing up is not the one that's currently being utilized, but the what you say is existing but kind of new, the one further down in the middle of the parcel, correct?
That is one of, well, I don't want to speak for Devin. I do know that is one of their concerns, yes.
So, but our actions today have no effect. That does not change anything with that, is what I'm saying. That's a completely separate parcel.
This parcel I'm talking about has nothing to do with that. I don't want to speak for their position on this particular parcel because I don't know it. I haven't spoken to Devin about this particular issue. I have spoken to Devin regarding the southeast parcel, and yes, he has expressed that concern.
I guess my point is even if we were to approve the O, that does not automatically approve that.
No, it does not.
It does not approve your design or your plan or whatever. So I just wanted to state that mainly for you and the record.
Yes,
understood. It has no bearing on that.
Yes, I know that. For the record, I suppose you can say it. But, yeah, this is not approving any type of specific access.
You just want to go back to the office district like it was before.
Yes, that's it. I'll go ahead and sit down unless you have questions.
I don't have any. Do you have any more questions? Does anyone else want to come forward on this matter? Come on up. State your name and address for the record.
My name is Richard Burkhalter. I live at 1781 Bee Creek Road. That's the property that was referenced just to the north of that currently under construction property and directly east of the property in question. I have prepared I have copies of the document that I had presented to the Planning Commission that I would like to be able to share with you folks, if I may.
Is this a two-page letter, or is it something different?
Is it this one here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You already have it.
Yeah, we have that. Yes.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
I have it. You guys have it?
Well, let me see what you're thinking.
It's a letter.
If not, I can... I do have copies that we
won't have to do for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't.
There you go.
I don't have it. Yep. Yeah, I do. I do have it.
I have it. Okay. Thank you.
I have it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
I would like to address actually two issues regarding that rezoning request. That's safety and compatibility. First, safety. With the advent of the easement. Now, the easement that's in question right now is that directly to the south of our property. That, according to this survey that I got a copy of it from Bill Wilson himself, that was done by Wolf Survey and Incorporated, indicates that there is a 40-foot ingress and egress easement, which is fully described at the midsection of the drawing to the left. It is my understanding, and I'm certainly willing to be corrected on this, ingress and egress easement is a grant by the property owner to a specific public agency or private entity of the right to cross over a tract of land. So that was set up. The drawing was 2003, so it's been almost 20 years that that's been in existence. I suspect that that probably was in existence long before that because our house is 40 years old, and there's been no other way for us to get in and out of our driveways except through that essentially it's a driveway. It's not a road that is in front of our house. And that road, that driveway, has been maintained by the property owners over these years. So would be what we would suspect as being the case. However, there has not been a forensic investigation of the